Everyone, Ben Naim here. I just wanted to talk real quickly about the fact that I'm thankful for the ministry of Jack Hiles. As a Christian in 2023, I'm actually benefiting from everything he did back in his heyday, because the men of God I look up to, they learned a lot from Pastor Hiles, and so, you know, I'm getting to benefit from that as a Christian, as a layman in the modern era. And I also want to say too that when it comes to biblical leadership, I don't think it's profitable or biblical to nitpick them and especially trash them. The Bible says we should not rebuke an elder. And when it comes to Jack Hiles, he did a lot of great things. The soul winning, the zeal that he had for soul winning, the zeal that he had for preaching. I've been listening more to his sermons lately, and I think it's evident just how much passion he had for preaching the Word of God. And especially in his book, Teaching on Preaching, I've read that multiple times, and his passion shines through that he has for preaching the Word of God in that book. I learned a lot from it, especially the last chapter. It truly is epic. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend you check it out. But when it comes to these guys, you know, they paved the way. And, you know, in many ways, the spirit of Jack Hiles, if you will, kind of carried over to the new IFB. You know, when you look at the zeal that we have for soul winning and hard preaching and things like that. And like I said, a lot of the pastors we look up to as laymen, they learned a lot from the ministry of Jack Hiles. And so to just trash it and claim that he was bad or whatever, I just think is silly, it's misguided, and it's wrong. I think it's a wrong attitude to have about men of God. And we should respect what these men have done for the ministry, the sacrifices they made, the lives they've changed, that they've helped to change, the people they pointed to Christ, the souls that they've won. All of that is very profitable, and it goes to show you, when you look at the fruit, it goes to show you that that ministry really did a lot of good. And I'm thankful for it. I'll always be thankful for it. So that's really all I had to say. I've noticed some hatred for Jack Hiles, and I just think it's ridiculous. You know, we should be thankful for these men and everything that they've done for the Lord Jesus Christ.